Hey, Carm here with another amazing interview recorded at Vision KC 2019. Kim Walker is here, and she's an official story brand guide. And we discussed the book, Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. Now, if you want to learn to clarify your message so your customer will listen, you've come to the right episode. Now, here's a taste.
That's the journey, is help them paint the picture of what working with you is going to be like.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results. Hey, Carm Capriato here. Have you planned to go to Apex this year? Well, I can't wait to see the cool new products and technologies at Apex. In fact, it's the number one reason shop owners attend. Also, the training and networking make Apex a must-attend event. Be there November 5th through the 7th at the Sands Expo in Las Vegas. For more information, visit AAPEXshow.com, and I hope to see you there. Hey, glad to have you here as we are going to help you with your story brand. We're going to cover the book, Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller, with social media expert Kim Walker. Kim, an official story brand guide, and her husband Brian are former shop owners who are taking their personal experience and helping shop owners with their story. Their company is Shop Marketing Pros, and they're helping the service professional bring their story to their clients. Kim Walker is a former school counselor, teacher, and shop owner. She's on the Car Care Council's Women's Board, and their shop was a Motor Age Top Shop winner 2 years in a row. Here's some advice. You must read Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. You can find the audio or the book on the books page on the website, remarkableresultsradio.com/books. I personally love this book, and I couldn't put it down, which was one of the reasons I invited Kim to share her expertise. Since one of the main roles of the service professional CEO is to make the phone ring, you're going to love this book. Catch the talking points in Kim's bio at remarkableresults.biz/E420. Catch the power of story brand right here. Learn about the guide, the hero, the problem, and the plan, among others. It's a perfect fit for growing your relationship with your client. Hey, warm welcome to Kim Walker from Five Stones and Shop Marketing Pro. Hi, Kim.
Hey, Carm. Thanks for having me.
No problem. You were one of the early adopters of the podcast. Thank you so much for coming on and talking social media with us eons ago.
That was a long time ago.
Eons ago. Okay.
A lot has changed.
I know it has, and that's why you're here. We're in the Vision 2019 studios in Kansas City. I read a book a few months ago, Building a Story Brand, from Donald Miller. Mm-hmm. And boy, I have to tell you, I loved this book. I took so many notes, realized that even for the podcast, there were a lot of things that I could do here that could make my business or the podcast better. And then I found out that you were a coach. You were a certified business coach for this?
I'm a certified guide.
A certified guide.
Which is the same thing, but that's what they call it.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
You're a certified guide. It seems to kind of fall into the whole premise of the book, being a guide. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yep.
So I want you to excite the audience to go out and either get the audio version of this and listen to it, or get the book and scratch it up and make all kinds of great notes in it and help improve their business by being in the story business.
Yes.
Where do we start?
So I'm going to start with talking to you about how I heard about it.
Okay.
Right? Funny thing is, at Five Stones, we were sponsors of this big event called LeaderCast. Mm-hmm. And Donald was a speaker at LeaderCast.
So LeaderCast, wasn't that John Maxwell's program?
That is actually, no, John Maxwell does another one that's very similar.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A corporate started LeaderCast several years ago, and it's just grown. And so it's one day a year. It's simulcast to hundreds of locations.
I do remember this because I've been in the simulcast audience in the past. In fact, I went to like five or six.
Yeah, it's really spectacular.
Yeah, fabulous.
Yep. So he was a speaker, I want to say 2 years ago.
Okay.
Here we are promoting our local simulcast, and I'm talking about Donald Miller, but I wasn't connecting the dots, right? And so it wasn't until after LeaderCast that I realized that, oh, this guy was just here. Brian was given the book. He read the book. Brian's my husband. He read the book. He said, this is a game changer for us at our business. I'm like, what do you mean? Because I hope Brian doesn't. Brian, if you are listening to this one, please just fast forward. So here's the thing. Brian is one of those guys that loves squirrels. right?
Oh, reminds me of me. Of me, yes.
Right. She's like, oh, look at that. This, and so we laugh at him often at our in our business because every next thing is the next big, great, awesome thing. And so we have to rein him in a good bit. So he's trying to sell us on this. Ended up, I read the book. I'm going to try to fast forward this. I read the book. Our whole team read the book. We all came back. And for the first time, everybody was saying, this changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
So what StoryBrand does is really helps businesses change what they're saying about their business. Most businesses are getting it all wrong. They're saying the wrong thing. We're so wrapped up in using our industry jargon and talking about this, you know, special feature or benefit, or I got certified in this blah, blah, blah thing, or I got this, and none of it makes any sense. And so with StoryBrand, what happened for us was we were able to change our messaging, not only like you just said, for ourselves, but like for your podcast, it's going to help you bring the story out of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a big paradigm shift that happens with people, because if you're riding down the road and you're looking at billboards, most of the time, they don't make any sense. You don't even know what that business was doing. So what they're saying, and look, we all have good intentions. We think what we're saying makes sense. We think what we're saying is going to bring in a new customer. The problem is that we're not talking about the problem. And so that is really the big part of what we do with StoryBrand. I'm just a guide, but we're able to use that to help our customers.
Let me tell you the part of the book that resonated with me. And I said, oh my God, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
When he started to do the movie analogy, which I think is the premise of the whole book, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have never watched a movie since I read this book.
The same way. Yeah. And he literally says that. If you go to the live workshop, so Brian and I went to the live workshop. He literally said, he laughs and jokes and says, I'm going to change the way you watch movies forever. And that's true.
Happened to me.
Yep. So now you're watching a movie and you get a minute in and you're like, oh, I see where we're going with this, right?
Yeah.
But it doesn't spoil it. It's spectacular.
The whole analogy, I think it was Star Wars. It was possibly Star Wars and all the great characters that we've come to know and how he explained how they fit into the movie. And I guess if I was a screenwriter, as he says, if you're a screenwriter, you know these are the principles that you have to write in a great movie if you want to get a green light to produce
it.
It's the same with a novel. It's the same with anything. And so why wouldn't it work for a service professional business?
Yeah, and we actually talked to him about that at the live training. We talked to Donald Miller and his team and said, look, we're moving into we're going back to our roots, right? We were shop owners.
Right.
We're going back to our roots with our marketing to help shop owners with theirs. Is that going to, you know, really all shop owners do the same thing, right? They're all fixing cars. And so we really had a conversation about how are we going to be able to differentiate that? I'm teaching a class this afternoon where we're going to be doing practical application in there, creating the one-liner, looking at their websites, talking to them about the StoryBrand framework. And every shop owner, while they're all fixing cars, they all have different types of audiences. Some of them are in different geographic regions. There is going to be a way for you to tell a story that attracts your customers. You want them, when they experience you on social media, when they visit your website, when they meet you in person, at all times, you want to be able to bring them into their own story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how we connect. You and I just spent a few minutes in here talking, and while I was sharing a story with you, it triggered in your mind a story that related to you, and that's how we communicate. So that's what we should be doing as marketers as well.
So a guide. There's always a role in a movie for a guide. I never ever realized it until I read the book, and I got so excited about. And so every time I watch the movie, I look for who the guide is.
Yes.
And I look for who the hero is. And of course, there's always, I guess, a villain.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that keeps the tension there. But in our world, is the customer the hero?
Yes, the customer is the hero. But and that's where people get so confused, because we try to make ourselves the hero, right? I'm XYZ shop. Let's say Main Street Automotive. I'm Main Street Automotive. I'm certified in this. I'm ASE certified. I've got 25 years of experience, and I've done this and that and that. People are now glazed over, and we're so accustomed to, here I am, here's what I can do for you, when really we should be saying, I understand that you're trying to get to work and get your kids to school and go to the grocery store, and a broken down, ill-maintained car is not going to keep you on the road. We're here to help. So the hero is the one who saves the day. They're the ones who are, they're going to win the day. Well, that's the mom.
But they're going to win the day in their own environment.
Yes.
How they get it done is by realizing that the shop is there, again, to build safe and reliable. Don't glaze me over with all these certifications, how many years I've been here. To me, that's glazing.
Yep.
That it, as you, and I believe the book says, it doesn't resonate today.
Mm. It doesn't, because really, quite frankly, if I'm looking for a repair shop, they all should be certified. That's not going to win me over. Do you understand my life? Do you understand my problem? How are you going to help me solve my problem? How are you going to help me get my kids to school? How are you going to help me make sure that this doesn't happen again? And that is the beautiful part of it.
So the guide, you're the guide. The shop owner's the guide. The customer's the hero. What's the villain? Cars that break down? How does it work?
Yeah, so it's really all comes back to the problem. Not every movie has a villain, but the good ones do, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And also, not every movie has a guide either, but the good ones do. So if you want to do good marketing, the real thing is to understand the problem, address the problem, and say, here I am to help you. There is a place to say that you're certified, but that's not how you start. You lead with the problem and how you're going to help solve it.
So you're really saying don't, if you confuse, you lose.
Absolutely. Every time.
Got it.
Every time. And I love that in the book, he talks about bowling balls.
Mm-hmm.
So in our office, when someone's proofreading an ad or proofreading an email campaign or a social media post or website copy, we literally will circle or highlight it in the Google Doc or wherever it is, and we'll say, that's a bowling ball. Everybody is on, we all use the same language. Donald Miller has given us the language to use internally to help. And so a bowling ball literally is when somebody comes to your website and they really just want to answer certain questions. You know, they just want to know how you're going to solve their problem, yet you're too busy talking about every class you took and all of the special features and all these special tools that you have and the diagnostic this and the diagnostic that when
and that's
those
a bowling
are all
ball.
Bowling
and that's a bowling
balls.
Ball. Yeah. Wow.
If you're making them think too hard, right? I don't want to come to your website and think, what do you mean by that?
So conceptually, I believe part of the book was that people want to be taken somewhere.
Yes.
You're watching a movie. Okay. I'm surrendering to you. Take me somewhere. Get me involved. You know, make me cry. Make me laugh. Okay?
Yep.
So if people want to be taken somewhere, how does StoryBrand help the automotive service professional?
Really, what we're talking about when we say take them somewhere is the plan. What is your plan? How are you going to solve this problem? And you need to make it really super simple. While they, yes, people want to go on a journey, if you take them down one that's too long or too complicated, you're going to lose them. That's where the confusion comes in. I don't understand where I'm going. I don't understand why I'm going this way or what are you trying to do? Break it down. Make it really, really simple. And there's two different ways you can do that. And he talks about this in the book. It's so good. Is in a repair shop, you can say, this is how you do business with us. Step one, step two, step three. Right? Super simple. Or you can come up with an agreement plan, or we call that, well, there's the process plan and then there's the agreement. Or it could just be, these are our, you know, in automotive, we love to talk about the 22-point inspection or point. So maybe it's the 10-point promise or it's the 10-point, you know, we guarantee that we're going to do these 10 things. And it's the agreement that you have with your customer. It's setting expectations. So that's the journey, is help them paint the picture of what working with you is going to be like.
So how can we relate this entire concept of building a better story brand with our website?
So there's, and if you, I don't have the exact website off the top of my head. I should have had that. Donald Miller has five things every website must have that everybody should really go just Google and look it up. And in the book, he talks about this as well. But there are some basic things that really you need to have on your website that so many people don't have. And there are several different things, but one of my favorites is you go to, let's pick on attorneys for a second, or even shops, right? We'll just make it relatable right here.
Hang on a minute. I have the book right in front of me. My, you see, my mark, it's very... my marked up copywriter certification. Let me see, storybrand.com/copywriter. storybrand.com/agency/cultures/corporate. Any of those? /online. Get the core.
It might just be mystorybrand.com, which is where they go to complete their brand script, but there's a video on that page, and it may be there.
The cool thing about the book, and please go back to this website thing, but the really cool thing about the book that I noticed, there was a lot of great places to work. Literally, I couldn't put it down.
Practical application.
Yeah. It was, you know, call to actions.
And it, which so, is what it, I'm going to talk about.
Oh, cool. All right, let's do it.
To reference what you're saying, at the end of every chapter, as he goes through the framework with you, at the end of every chapter, there's a practical place for you to actually write out what is the problem that your customers are facing. And you go through and you fill in all these blanks, and it's directing you to mystorybrand.com, which is where you can go to do it digitally. And then you end up, after you've gone through the whole process, you have your brand script. So it's really very cool to be able to see that and have the whole thing right there in front of you. So let's talk about the website, right? Because that's a big thing that we do for people, is build their websites. Okay. And very often when we're looking at that, and now that we've gone through StoryBrand, when we build a website, we StoryBrand it.
Right.
And so you go to websites and you look at it and you're like, I don't know what this person does, right? Repair shops, often you look at it, it's a big picture of their shop, or it's a big picture of all their technicians standing there with their arms crossed, looking like really, you know, bad dudes. And, you know,
the bad dude picture.
Is that what you really want to portray? We're so proud of our, we had on our own website, it was a picture of our building. Well, that's not the case anymore. Now, if you go to our website, the picture is a happy shop owner, because we're pulling from what Donald Miller refers to as that success bucket, where you paint the picture. If you do business with us, this is what life is going to look like, right? So making sure that your visuals really speak to the story. When you build your story brand, your brand script, you're going to pull from all those different pieces for all of your marketing. And so the call to action buttons, it blew my mind to look at websites to realize we're not telling people what to do. Make an appointment. That's a big missing piece, is there's no call to action. And it might only be there once.
Hey, Carm here. You know the number one reason shop owners attend Apex? Is to see the very latest new products and technologies. And in my opinion, a close second is the opportunity to meet face-to-face with your peers to discuss issues and find new opportunities. And let's not forget how much fun it is to get together with friends in the industry, both old and new. You know, Apex is the one place to see all the people, products, services, and technology that affect your business and your profits. Plus, you'll get to participate in the best industry training while you're there. You know, in terms of value, you'll take so much more home with you than the cost of your trip to Apex. Now, mark your calendar now to attend Apex 2019. It's November 5th. Through the 7th at the Sands Expo in Las Vegas. To learn more, visit aapexshow.com. Hope to see you there. Let me stop you for a moment and ask you a question about websites. A couple of guests in the past have come on and said websites are going to be a thing of the past in the next, I don't know, 5 to 8 years, or maybe even less, because when you Google auto repair in my town, everything that you'd ever want to know or do on that first Google page, if you've ad-worded it in the right place, but you've got your section on the side, and it says go to my website, but the phone number's there, the hours are there, the Google reviews are there. Isn't that what anybody and everybody who's searching for a shop, all they really need?
So we don't think so. And there's really, like you said, there's a huge split. There's a lot of people who are believing websites will be non-existent. I don't think that's the case. I think that every business has to have a website? No, I don't. I think it depends on who you are and what you're doing. It really depends on who your customer is. Definitely, you can go to Google, and that's called the knowledge graph. It's your Google My Business listing. Well, so many people have never even claimed their Google My Business listing, and it's the wrong hours, it's the wrong phone number, the address might not be correct. So the webs, you can control that by just claiming that.
By the way, let's stop for a moment and tell everybody how easy it is to do.
Oh my gosh. Literally, if you, I believe it's google.com/business, but you can just Google My Business, and you literally go there and claim your listing. Go do a search for your listing, claim that listing, and now you have it. It's free. You're able to update all of your information, and now you can even post on your Google My Business listing just like you would a Facebook post. Mm-hmm. Now, there's going to be different content that you would put on your Google My Business listing than you would on Facebook. But yeah, I mean, it is unbelievably easy. And now, really the biggest, most important part, besides being able to just keep your information correct and updated, is to respond to reviews. You get an alert every time someone writes a review, and now you can go respond to it. And that's probably a whole nother conversation.
Let me ask you a question. As you look at websites and you see the kind of traction that they get, are the About Us pages getting a lot of views? You know, that's the people side. I mean, let me tell you about the owner, the wife, if she's involved, all my great people, maybe the extended family. Is that important?
So, I do believe it is, and we know that because of Google Analytics. We're able to see how many people are going to that page of the website. If you have a story to tell that has some history, that's the place to do that, right? The example that you just gave, my grandfather started this shop, my dad took it over, now I'm taking it. There's some history there. And I think that once people know that you care about their problem, and that you have a plan to solve it, and that you're going to help them win their day, they want to know more about you.
I'm time bound. I did a search. This shop comes up. I see 5-star reviews. I hit the button. I call them and says, I need this. Mm-hmm. There's no visitation to the website. Do I, in our new generations that are so time bound and so quick and fast and digital, will that About Us page sway that person in any way?
I don't think it's going to sway them. No, okay. Definitely not. I think that people want to know, do you understand their problem and can you solve it? Can you help them fix their problem?
The story brand comes out on the website and in social media.
Story brand is everywhere. It's on your billboard. It's on your business card. It's in your speaker presentation. It's on your brochure. It's in every.
It's in your showroom.
It's everywhere. It's in your people.
Yeah.
When your people are talking, you know, we're Donald Miller talks about creating your one-liner, right? Which is like your one or two sentence little statement that says, this is what we do to make people interested.
Mm-hmm.
It's a funny thing. What he did in his own company was he said he carried around a bunch of $5 bills for, I don't know, a month or so. And every time he heard one of his team members saying his one-liner, he gave them a $5 bill.
Mm-hmm.
And so that created this understanding that this is important. Everybody needs to be speaking the same language. We need to be very clear in who we are and what we're doing. And so it's even in your people.
It's the 30-second elevator speech.
That's exactly, yes.
That's exactly what. So what is it that you do? It's so easy to go out and say, well, I'm a podcaster, but that's not really what I do.
No.
It really isn't.
You have a special thing that you, I mean, you have a special industry that you're working in.
Yeah.
So you're helping a specific group of people. Ours, and it, I mean, it's in my signature line of my email.
What's it say?
So ours says, we understand that business owners want to do great marketing, but rarely have the time or knowledge to do it well. At Five Stones, or Shop Marketing Pros, we get to know your business really well. We create a customized plan and we do your marketing for you so your business can thrive.
Got it. Email newsletters is important to use them and to have them and to make sure the story brand connects.
Yep. So I'm going to back you up a little bit.
Sure.
And I have some weird aversion to the word newsletter.
Oh, right? Okay. Sure. Fix me.
So in the past, right, newsletters were all the thing. You know, we printed them and we mailed them out. We spent a lot of money.
Wait a minute. They're still going on.
They're still going on.
That recipe of the month, man.
Oh, my gosh. I remember when we did our first newsletter. I think it was Brian who said, are you going to put a recipe in there? And I think he was joking with me. I'm pretty positive. But I'm like, no. But that's what everybody, all the other shop owners were putting recipes in their newsletters. And I'm like, nobody that's interested in getting their car fixed is looking for the chocolate cake recipe of the month. That's not what we're about.
Don't ask that Kathleen Jerozik. She was on a few weeks ago and said that was one of the biggest things that, that the people come in her Florida community, and she's got an older community, and they just love to get her newsletter and try out the recipes.
Now, I
mean,
it
works for her there.
That's what I'm going to say is we did put a new our family recipe in our newsletter that went out for Thanksgiving, right? We would say, from our family to your family, here's our, you know, honored tradition, my mom's apple nut cake or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. So, hey, look, if it's working, I'm not here to say stop doing what's working. But if it's not work, I mean, do you know how many people? We're talking about email, right? Yeah. So with email marketing, we're creating campaigns. We're working with people to put relevant information in there that is going to, again, come back to solving a problem that they have. So we're not really looking at long, drawn-out emails anymore. There was a time when I even calculated the number of words in the email and would put at the top of the email, this should take you less than 2 minutes to read based on the average reading time. And we saw where that made a difference. So if the kind of the rule of thumb is the longer your email is, the less often you should be sending it. So if you just want to send some quick tidbits of information, those types of emails can go out more regularly mm-hmm. than this long, drawn out newsletter.
Got it. Pay attention to, if it's up north, it's going to be, you know, we're going to have snow, wind, rain. I mean, the vehicle needs attention to all the areas that our environment impacts it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if it's not maintenance today, it's all the safety issues. And so pay attention to this, and here's why.
Yes.
I mean, if I can read about the why mm-hmm. and someone can get inside of me emotionally, then I may just say, listen, while I'm driving by, I'll have them check my wipers, maybe.
Yeah, whatever it might be. And now even, I mean, not to switch gears, but you said weather. Billboards can be a huge waste of money if they're not done correctly. You can do a billboard now, story brand the wording while it's raining. If it's a digital billboard, you can switch that out based on the weather to
amazing,
solve their problem today.
Stuff.
And don't forget about the subject line, right? I mean, that's what's going to cause somebody to open it. Well, story brand your email, subject line.
Okay, so we've teased the audience. What do you recommend they do? Buy the book?
Definitely.
Call you? If somebody wanted to take this to the next level, what would they do?
So there's a lot of different things that they can do depending on where they are, not physically where they are, but just where they are in their world of marketing. But mm-hmm. definitely read the book.
Yeah.
And look, I'm going to admit this publicly. I'm not the biggest reader. I wish that I were. I try. This book is an easy read.
Yeah, it is.
It's a real easy read. I mean, it's story. So he's bringing you into this story and helping you realize that these are the things you need to work on. So read the book. As you mentioned, you can get it on audiobook. You can go to buildingastorybrand.com. You can get it on Amazon, wherever. Just read the book. It's mm-hmm. really fantastic.
It's on the books page on my website,
okay.
by the way.
Perfect.
Yeah, because
probably we'll link it in the show notes.
Yes, we will. And, I read it, and even though we didn't talk about story, no, I'm sorry. There have been other social media great leaders in our industry that are doing social media that talked about, in fact, I think it was Carrie Lynn Roddenberg who
yes.
brought up building a story brand a whole mm-hmm. bunch of maybe a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and I wrote it down, and I put it on the books page.
I'm going to read that.
Because she talked about it, and then one day I just said, I got to read this. And like you just said, I couldn't put it down. Mm-hmm. And every chapter had a different concept
yep.
that just flipped me.
Yeah, it does. It is a complete paradigm shift. It really makes you, there's a huge aha moment mm-hmm. that happens when you say, oh, I get it now. And it makes it easy and practical. So read the book. Also, StoryBrand has a wonderful podcast,
mm-hmm.
right? So you have podcast listeners.
Yep.
That's another podcast they can listen to. And
yep.
then, of course, I'm a certified guide, so I'd be happy to answer questions and talk to people and help them out if they need it.
Hey, well, success with your training today.
Thanks.
You got a lot in your class?
I think she said about 60, 70 people.
That's cool. It's a great size class.
Yeah, it's
awesome. You'll be able to have fun with that. Kim Walker, Five Stones, Shop Marketing Pro. Thanks for coming in and talking about Building a Story Brand, the book from Donald Miller.
Thank you. Clarify your message.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.